Mark Rutte, the NATO Secretary General yesterday, he just kind of, he was very much, let's roll up our sleeves and get this done. Europe, he was adamant, has to do much more. They have to pay more for their own defence. And we have the transatlantic relationship, in his view, was strong. They just have got to give Ukraine the security guarantees that can make, that can ensure that this peace deal, when it emerges, and we may be a long way away from that, and they're not just back to square one, not just for Ukraine, but indeed the fears of Europe as well.
Lise, our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, thank you. Well, to take those thoughts on, I'm joined by General Sir Richard Sheriff, the former NATO Deputy Supreme Commander. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny, and good to be with you.
Thank you very much for joining us. After the statements from the Defence Secretary, Peter Hegseth, and the news coming out of President Trump about the phone call to Vladimir Putin, are you satisfied that the US can negotiate a satisfactory peace deal with Ukraine and Russia?
No. I think any suggestion that this is going to lead, as Trump said the other night, that this is going to lead to a lasting peace, and that he believes that Russia is looking for a lasting and durable peace is pure cloud cuckoo land. This is what Trump said the other night is nothing short of appeasement. He has effectively offering to give away large chunks of Ukrainian territory. Some 6 million Ukrainians will end up in Russian occupation, taking NATO membership off the cards. And this is the only security guarantee that will matter. The only thing that will stop Russia is the knowledge that Ukraine is backed by the NATO alliance. So the answer is quite simply is absolutely not.
Can we talk about that sort of NATO alliance backing? There's been a lot of talk about boots on the ground. The former NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen was on Newsnight last night talking about putting 50 to 100,000 boots on the ground. Obviously, Britain would have a role there. Can the British military sustain, say, I don't know, 10,000 boots on the ground for 3 years?
Well, you'd have to ask the Chief of the General Staff. It would be one hell of a stretch, that. I think, and I heard Anders Fogh Rasmussen's remarks, I think that 100,000 is probably the minimum. If you think that the Bosnia ceasefire implementation force in 96 was around 90,000 in a pocket-sized area of Bosnia compared to the 1,000 kilometres of free Ukrainian front line, I think you're talking about a minimum. It would need a significant force. It would need to be capable of overmatching any Russian attempt at breaking a ceasefire. And it would require a combination of the first 11 militaries from Europe. And as we've heard already from Hegseth, the Americans are not going to be involved in this. So this is very firmly down to Europe. And if nothing else, the last couple of days have shone with total clarity on Europe, that Europe has got to get together with Canada. Europe cannot trust or rely on the United States, that America has effectively given up its leadership of the free world by refusing to back any act as a security guarantee for Europe, and that the Europeans have now got to get their act together in a way that they haven't done thus far.
That suggests an increase in defence spending in Britain alone of a significant proportion. I mean, at the moment it's 2.3% of national
it
output.
Absolutely suggests an increase in
the sort of money that we need to spend. I mean, at the moment it's 2.3% of national output. The aspiration is 2.5%. But from what you are saying, it's a step change in what we need to spend.
This is absolutely a step change. This is a defining moment. For European militaries, European governments, and Canada. Don't forget Canada's in this party as well. Yeah. And we're talking about moving back to levels of defence spending not seen since the Cold War. So Cold War, round about 4% UK spent on of GDP on defence. So this is going to require extraordinary, real sacrifice. But it's sacrifice that's got to be made, because unless it's made, we are not going to be able to enjoy peace. Our grandchildren will not enjoy peace for generations to come unless we recognize that Russia is never going to give up its intent to remove Ukraine from the sovereign state, from the map as a sovereign state, and that once it's finished in Ukraine, it will move on elsewhere. And the only way that we are going to be able to enjoy peace is through effective deterrence, a NATO band of deterrence from the Baltic to the Black Sea, and that will need to be paid for.
General Sir Richard Sheriff, thank you so much for your time.